This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. For blind and visually impaired people, there can be problems in knowing the guidelines and possible complications connected to prescription medications. We're going to talk with a couple of people who are looking to make changes and help blind and visually impaired people with their prescriptions. Faith Meadows and Deidre Weston Davis are both members of the Kalamazoo Council for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you
for having us.
Let's begin with what is available for people right now who are blind or visually impaired. Faith, what does someone who has some sort of disability related to sight do to make sure that they have the right medication?
Well, we're just starting to make an availability of the accessible labeling process. Before, the only thing that was available was your family and remembering your medication. But now the Americans with Disabilities Act has put forth an effort to have all pharmacies to come up with a technique for us to have labeling on bottles and other devices. We have a area here in Kalamazoo, and I wasn't aware of this until we started looking into it. They will do your prescriptions in Braille or put your prescriptions in independently in bubble wrap, so that you can take it individually. But it's not that much out yet. We're just trying to get all the public aware of this and for them to go to their pharmacies and ask for certain devices that they might be able to use.
What are some of the problems or complications that could arise if someone has problems reading their label, if they're not exactly sure what it says?
Some of the problems that can arise is you can get confused with the medications that you should be taking. For example, I had a personal experience myself where I mixed up one of my medications with that of my son's. And it happened to be one of my blood pressure medications, a very important one that I need to take on a daily basis. And I was taking my son's medication because the two pills feel pretty much similar. And I was taking it for going on 2 weeks, and my blood pressure got out of control, and it pretty much got to a dangerous level. If those of you who are familiar with blood pressure levels, mine was running like 230 over 180, which is very, very dangerous. I couldn't get it under control, and I didn't know why until I had to ask my older son to verify my medicine because I realized something wasn't right. And he noticed that I was taking my youngest son's allergy medication.
And there are people who probably have similar experiences often, right? And I'm wondering if you've heard from them as you've started doing some research here, mm-hmm. and hearing other people's stories of, I should have been taking this, but I ended up taking that because I wasn't sure of the label.
Yes. That's a common problem with being, mm-hmm. especially for those who are totally blind, that is a common problem.
And not all blind people live with someone who is sighted, correct?
That is correct. Many blind people live independently, and they don't have the benefit of having someone sighted to help them. But what we would like is for us to be able to be completely independent of sighted individuals and assisting us with our medication.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that we're just trying to do now. It's just happening, say, within the last year or so, and we're trying to alert the populations that there's this accessibility that's able to assist you without your family that you can be aware of. And your pharmacies are supposed to let you know about it, but the pharmacies themselves have no idea about this. It's just amazing how many pharmacies I have called and they know nothing about the accessible labeling at all.
Can you give us some examples of what accessible labels are like? I mean, for instance, is Braille an option?
Well, the one that I like better than the rest of them is the Assessmed, the digital audio label. It's a bottle, it's a peer bottle, and it has a little gadget on it that you can't take it off, but it explains what's in your bottle. It will have your name and the amount of medications that you have, the type of medications, the company that made the medications, how many times a day you're supposed to take the medication, how many pills you have in the bottle. Now that's one, and that's one that I really love, but I think it's going to be quite expensive for that one because you can't take the voice off of the bottle and put it on another bottle. There's also another device that we have. I'm sure a lot of blind people are familiar with this, the PenFriend. That's available. Also Braille. A lot of people don't know Braille, so they may have a hard time reading Braille.
You brought in an example of the Sesamed here.
Sesamed.
And I'm going to just kind of hold it up, and let's get our audience an idea of how this would work for somebody visually impaired who needs to take prescription medication.
George Washington, amoxicillin, take 3 pills every 4 hours for 7 days. Prescription number 8123-19. Fill date, February 23rd, 2015. Number of refills, 1. Quantity filled, 45. Round white pill. Expiration date, February 23rd, 2016. Dr. Strangelove. Manufacturer, Pfizer. Target, 360-696-5955. May cause dizziness.
So we've got we've got the name, we've got what it is, we've even got a little complication at the end to let us know what it may cause. Mm-hmm. As you say, though, this could be a little more expensive because once this is on a bottle, you can't transfer it, change it to something else.
And you cannot use that bottle again.
Yeah.
They will not, because of the bacteria that might grow on the bottle or something like that. Because they just feel that being safe is going to be safe and not spread your germs around to other different bottles and anything like that. And I don't know the cost of that. I have no idea how much that's going to cost, but I'm sure it's going to be quite expensive. But it's free to the public. It's free to anyone who is blind, visually impaired, or elderly. So you don't have to worry about the cost. I suppose the insurance company will pick it up. Yeah.
But is it necessarily available everywhere? Could you go to
Not
any pharmacy?
Yet. Yeah. This is the purpose of our coming here, because we want people that hear this message to go to the pharmacy and ask their, well, they say on the information that I received to tell your pharmacy that this is what they would like to have. And they're supposed to supply you with this. Some of the companies say that you can only get it through mail order. But the information that I received said that you can just walk into the pharmacy and pick it up. But most companies are saying that it's going to be a 3-month supply that's going to be sent to you by mail. So this is something that's new. And I think the more people get involved with this process, we will find that it'll be very meaningful to us. We can just walk into the drugstore and pick it up. But right now they're saying that it's a 3-month supply and you have to wait every 3 months to get it, and you just can't walk into the drugstore. You can't pick up a prescription from your pharmacy or your doctor, I'm sorry, and go to the drugstore and get it filled on that particular day because of it taking so long to get this information available to the pharmacies.
This is a question that I guess comes from someone who is not visually impaired and doesn't regularly talk to people who are. But I guess I'm wondering, for people who are blind or have some sort of visual disability, are there different preferences out there? Are there people who do know Braille and they would prefer Braille prescriptions? Are there people for whom Sesamed makes sense? Are there people who would prefer something else? I guess I'm wondering, are there different methods that different people are going to want? And do they all need to get their voice heard and say, this is the way I'd like to get my prescription label done?
No, for someone like me, I prefer that. For someone that's a very good Braille reader, they could prefer theirs in Braille. Some people that have high vision, we call them high partials, they can use it in large print. So it's 3 different areas that they can get this in: large print, Braille, and also the audible. But I prefer the audible because I'm not a good Braille user. And most older people really don't know Braille, right? It's very difficult for them to read Braille. People that have diabetes and blind, they wouldn't be able to read the Braille at all because they put their fingers so many times taking their blood insulin levels that they wouldn't be able to read the Braille at all.
I'm wondering how this got started, because it seems to me that we've had blind and visually impaired people for a long time. Mm-hmm. We've had prescription medications for people for a long time. Are there events that happened that sort of triggered the idea that this was a problem that needed to be addressed? Or is it just one of those things that kind of slowly comes to the surface and people say, this is an area we should do something about?
The American Council found that there was a need for this to happen. And that's the reason why it's happening. It's not something that's been going on for years and years and years. It just came into fruition in 2011. And the Food and Drug Administration passed the amendment that it should be done.
And what it is that we want to be able to access our prescriptions without the need of sighted help. Mm-hmm. So we want to access them independently.
Mm-hmm. A lot of us live alone, you mm-hmm. know. I live by myself. Well, as teacher, suppose she didn't have her children there to help her, you know? Then all of a sudden, she'll be taking the wrong medication and really, she could have died from what happened to her with taking other medication other than her blood pressure medication, because how high did it go, DJ?
Yes, like 230 over 180.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. She was at stroke level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So people don't know about this. This is something brand new for us.
Yeah, and then there was a situation where I had one of my children read the label and he misread it. It was the dog's medicine. So sighted help is not
guaranteed,
exactly. So it is important that we are able to access our medications independently.
Faith and Deidre, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having us.
Faith Meadows and Deidre Weston Davis are both members of the Kalamazoo Council for the Blind and Visually Impaired. More information about a digital audio label and a link to the American Council of the Blind's website can be found at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.